Chapter 26. Badger's Story. There was not a minute to be lost. Already sounds could be heard on the floor below.
Quick, Badger, said Bobby. Pull one of my boots off. Put it down in the middle of the broken glass and crawl under that bed. Quick!
Steps were coming up the stairs. The key turned. Bassington French stood in the doorway. He stared in amazement, from the broken window to the boot, to Bobby's bootless left foot.
I can hardly believe it, my young friend, he said. Extremely acrobatic.
He examined the ropes that bound Bobby, then looked at him curiously.
I wish I knew how you manage that.
Then, shaking his head, he left the room. Badger crawled out from under the bed. He had a small pocket knife and soon cut the other two free.
That's better, said Bobby, stretching his arms. Well, Frankie, what about our friend Nicholson?
You're right, said Frankie. Now that I know he's Roger Bassington French, I can see it. But it's a pretty good performance all the same.
I was at Oxford with a Bassington French, said Badger. Marvellous actor. Bad man, though. He forged his father's name on a cheque.
Forgery, said Frankie thoughtfully. That letter from you, Bobby, was really well done.
What are we going to do next? Badger asked. We're going to go behind this door, said Bobby, and when our friend returns, you and I are going to give him the surprise of his life. How about it, Badger? Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Now, how did you get here, and why did you fall through the window?
Well, you see, said Badger, after you went off, I had some problems.
The story was a typical Badger tale of having no money and of someone demanding that he paid a bill. Bobby had gone away, leaving no address, just saying that he was driving the Bentley down to Staveley. So, to Staveley came Badger.
I thought perhaps you might be able to let me have £5, he explained.
Badger had come across the Bentley parked outside a pub, empty.
So, I thought I'd give you a surprise. There were some blankets on the back seat, and there was nobody about. I got in and pulled them over me.
A chauffeur had come out of the pub, and Badger, looking out from his hiding place, was amazed to see that this was not Bobby. Badger did not know what to do next. Explanations and apologies to the driver would be difficult, so Badger decided to lie still and get himself out of the car without being seen when it stopped. The car reached Tudor Cottage, and the chauffeur drove it into the garage and left it there. There was a small window in the garage, and through this, Badger had seen Frankie arrive and go into the house. When he realized that there were no lights in the house, Badger began to suspect something was wrong. He decided to have a look round. The windows on the ground floor all had their curtains closed, but he thought that by getting onto the roof, he might manage to have a look into the windows there. He got up onto the garage roof and from there to the roof of the cottage. Then, when he had knelt down to look in the attic window, he'd slipped and fallen on the glass. Bobby took in a long breath.
If it wasn't for you, Badger, my friend Frankie and I would have been murdered. It must have been Bassington French you saw, dressed up in my chauffeur's uniform, and pretending to be me so that no one would realise I'd disappeared.
He gave Badger a short explanation of what he and Frankie had been doing. Then he said,
Someone's coming.
Badger and Bobby hid behind the door, and as Bassington French came into the room, they jumped on him. A few seconds later, the three friends stood looking down with pleasure at a man who was securely tied up.
Good evening, Mr. Bassington French, said Bobby. How nice to see you again.